such a struggle. I mean, at the time when you're going through things, you think, okay, I can do this, I can do this. You know, can we do surgery? Just something all the time. We went and saw my dad yesterday afternoon. David got to pray with him. I just thank him for that. And we get home, and it's hot in the house. And you know how I like it cold. And the thermostat was broke. And I'm going, oh my gosh, what next? Don't ever say what's next. But anyway, so the people came out there to fix it. $250-some went, oop, that's not in our buying room. Okay.
Was it worth it?
You're not going to let me finish, are you? Shut up, Mom. Anyway, so our friends came by, and him and David went and bought a thermostat for $20 and put it in. It only cost us $40. I praise God for that. To me, that was a big light that went, hey, I'm here. I love you. So looking back on everything, I was thinking about how the military, you know, they work so hard out in the fields. They have their things they have to do. And then they have something called R&R, rest and relax. Is it relaxation?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they get that every once in a while so you can go and get away from everything and try to clear your mind. Well, we're part of an army, too. We're God's army. Mm-hmm. And I have felt like an injured warrior. I don't know if anybody else feels like that, but sometimes I just think, I can't go through this. No, I don't want to go through this, too. But God knows, hey, I'm right here. So he has taught me through all this that I get my strength from him and that he has everything in control. So I have some verses to go over real quick. And we got a lot going on, and maybe you have felt this way or you're going through something right now that you feel this way. The first one is Deuteronomy 4:31. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not leave you or destroy you, or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them. Okay, the next passage is Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Psalms 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. That's my best one ever. Because I feel like I'm just broken right now. 46 of Psalms 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Does anybody have any trouble? If you don't, just wait. 118:6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Sometimes it feels like the man can do a lot. Romans 8:28. Come on. There you go. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Well, I think women can act strong too. 2 Corinthians 4:8-10. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Amen. That's our promise. So, as Christians, we are in God's army, and sometimes we are an injured warrior. I got so tickled because when we were with our friends on our vacation, our friend ate frog legs. Mm-hmm. And all I could picture in my head was these little frogs walking by with little crutches on them. And I just thought, you know, I don't know. I thought, you know, we're all afflicted, aren't we? So what we can do is in God's army, our R&R is revival and restoration. And I think we can all have that every day. Mm-hmm. If you're having a struggle right now, the first thing you need to do, and this is what God was telling me, you need to realize that you do have a problem. The second thing is forgiveness. Maybe you're upset with God, maybe you're upset with others, or maybe you're just upset with yourself. The third thing, I can't even read without these. Am I exhibiting a godly manner? You know, when you go places, do people see God in you? Do they see that light? Do they see something that you have that they want? Number four, do I have sin in my life? Five, refocus on God and not your circumstance. Six, God is bigger than anything you're going through. And I go, God, please don't let my dad die real soon. Please, we just want to hold on. You know, death is hard, but what we know inside our hearts is that one day we will see them. Mm-hmm. And that is our hope, that when we die, we see the face of Jesus. Amen? Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus did for us. So I just have some affirmations here. God knows me. God loves me. God has a plan for me. God has my life in his hands. His plans are the best plans. I am not alone. God will never forsake me, and there is no problem God can't handle. So whatever it is that you're struggling or going through, sometimes it seems like the cars break down all at once, or the house, I'm in the house, people, babies, all this. You know, everything you're going through, God knows. And he is there for you. He will never leave you. And things that we go through, it only makes us stronger. In the end, we don't see it at the time because we're focused on ourselves. But I guarantee you keep just putting God on the throne and telling him, thank you, but please help me through this right now. And he will give you that strength. And I just want to pray today for restoration. I just want God to fill me with his revival and restoration, because I'm an injured warrior today. And I know I'm not the only one, so I just want everybody to know that God has a plan for you, okay? It may not be what you want. If you're a Christian, you're not always going to have good days. That's just true. But I, more than anything, I know that God's there with me, beside me. He loves you. So I just ask, if anybody going through anything right now, just lift your hand. And I want to pray for you too. Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I love you so much. I know sometimes I seem so negative. I feel like I'm being picked on. And Lord, that does not come from you. But Father, I know through all these things that we struggle through, that you're right there for us. You're by our side. You're holding us. You catch every tear that we cry. Father, I pray for the ones that lifted their hands, that they're in situations that sometimes it seems impossible. But God, I pray that you give them the strength and the motivation, and you just give them an extra ounce of faith, an extra ounce of love and hugs, and that you help them to know that you're going to work everything out for the good for them. Lord, this church is so important to the community, to so many people in our family. Father, there's people here that are really struggling today, so I pray that we can get your help today and that we would be a better person for it. Father, I just say an extra prayer right now for our great-grandbaby that's only 3 weeks old. Father, just touch him and heal him, please. He's so little and defenseless, but I know that you love it. God bless our church. We are so thankful for Ruth. She's 90, God. That is really old in most people's eyes, but she's as frisky as a 70-year-old, so we thank you for her and all the good times we're going to have today with her. So I give you this time. I just pray that something that maybe David will preach about or say, or through singing any songs, or just loving one another. Father, may we learn how to just love one another and reach out with each other. We love you so much, and thank you again for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.